It looks like hockey mask. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like it, yeah.
You're going first. You're representing who?
Chelsea Football Club.
Now, it sounds as though they got one of the big dogs out for you. You know quite a few of these dogs. What do you think, looking across there? Is that Rex?
That's Charm.
Now, is that the elderly dog, or...?
He's reasonably old, yeah, he's about 5 years old.
Because there was one yesterday who seemed quite old, didn't he, AD? Hopefully it's just going to be the same one.
I hope so.
Right, very best of luck to you. Stand by.
Charm is a 42-kilo German Shepherd.
So we're not messing about here. How fast is he, though?
He's not one of our fastest, but he's still pretty quick, so... Yeah.
W2, AD Meyer, RQMS, counter-ID task force. Flying the flag for Chelsea Football Club. From Stamford Bridge to Afghanistan, we'll keep the blue flag flying high.
Right, okay, he looks confident. He's setting off now. He's going to hit the white line any moment now, and the dog is released. He's up as far as the Liverpool shirt, and he's coming up towards the Arsenal shirt. Still a long way. Still a long, long way from the Newcastle shirt. He was at least 15 metres short thereabouts. So, I don't know, it looks as though Newcastle United are still very much in the driving seat as far as this is concerned at the moment.
Not too bad. A bit disappointed. I'd like to go a bit further, but looks like Newcastle still got the lead. Like I said yesterday, first and only time.
Just introduce yourself.
Luke Jones, Private Jones from 103 Milky Working Dogs, so I'm part of the squadron. I know all these dogs, and no, I don't like them either.
What's this dog, do you know?
Vingo.
And what can you tell us? I tell you what, he looks very fit.
Yeah, he doesn't like people unless they're in uniform. He'll attack anyone pretty much.
Top tip for you. I mean, you can't help but notice you're not actually wearing a helmet, so no. You're either very hard or you're waiting for one to
I'm definitely waiting for one to get back down to me.
Oh, okay, okay. Which football team do you say you're representing?
Cardiff City.
Cardiff City.
And Balash.
And where?
Balash. It's my local club team back home.
Well, that dog is all over the place at the moment. Looks as though he wants to be all over our man who's about to set off. The helmet just being placed on finally.
Luke Jones, Cardiff City and Balash. Gypsy crew.
Did a little bit of a wiggle there. I don't know what that was all about, whether it's to deceive the dog. Jones is going well. It looks as though he's got the knack of it. The dog's coming up alongside him. Sheffield Wednesday shirt once again. He's down next to the Sheffield Wednesday shirt. So AD Myatt, our first competitor today, got it as far as that Sheffield Wednesday shirt. It looks as though Jonesy has done likewise. He's now lying on the ground. He was going very well. But there's still about 10-15 metres between the Sheffield Wednesday shirt and the Newcastle United shirt. So it looks as though it's Newcastle United all the way at the moment.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Got past the England flag. Well, I think I fell past the England flag. But happy with the result.
Okay, nice one. Well done.
Cheers.
So it's still Newcastle in first place. Sheffield Wednesday were in second place. It's now Cardiff City into second place, followed by Sheffield Wednesday, nice. Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, and the sad shirt that was Leicester City yesterday.
Major Cammy Cameron, the quartermaster of Bastion Job.
I take it you're not representing Tottenham Hotspur or such like?
No, absolutely not. I'm representing Glasgow Celtic. We've got to have some Scottish representatives here.
What actually inspired you to decide to do this, Cammy?
I just quite fancied the challenge. I watched Soccer AM and the crossbar challenge is good, but this was a sort of a tad different. So, and it was for a good cause as well. So being a Scotsman, I dug into my pockets and donated some money, so they've let me do it. Everybody probably thinks I'm really slow, so I'll probably get a bit further than they think.
Well, the dogs might have a little bit of sympathy for you.
Yeah, I think they might give me OEP rates.
We'll see. Good luck.
This is Back. He's 38 kilos.
Well, what's he wagging his tail for?
They enjoy doing this, so it's all a game for them, chasing and biting people. Just a big game of tug of war with a big chew toy.
Well, Cammy's about to experience as to what it's like to be that chew toy, so... Also representing the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards and Glasgow Celtic.
Come on, Ian!
Going from a standing start, which is quite unusual. Most of those up until now. Set off straight away from the camera. He's past the white post. It looks as though he's going really well. I'll tell you what, this is going to be very tight. He's gone into second place. He's staying up and he's down. I thought that was a very impressive performance. It looked as though he might even get as far as the Newcastle shirt, but I think that has merely served to emphasise what a task these people are facing and what a great performance it was by the Newcastle United representative in yesterday's session of the Dog Bait Challenge. There's no respect here from these dogs. It doesn't matter who you are. QM Camp Bastion, chew him up and spit him out.
I thought I was doing okay, but I couldn't hear him coming, but... Once he gripped me, I sort of lost my balance and he just threw me, so I couldn't get any further, but done all right, I think.
Second place, pretty good.
For an old guy.
Nice one.
Where's your shirt, sir?